Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and you think it's making me hallucinate?
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hey, it's a bonus episode of an Acquired Taste podcast. You're here. We're here. My cats are here. I'm Bethany.
I'm Kathleen.
And we recorded this last week, but today is Monday, the day it's coming out, because Kathleen, you have some thanks to give.
I want to do a little check-in because our taste buds were so amazing to me on my birthday.
Mm-hmm, which was last week when?
On March 5th. Last week on Tuesday.
Okay.
And we got over 50 voicemails of people singing to me happy birthday, wishing me happy birthday, telling me that I'm sexy, which I always appreciate.
You are sexy.
I listened to every single voicemail. I got so many cards in our P.O. box, and I got some really amazing presents. The first one was from Kate. She sent me a framed Vogue from 1920. I also owe a big thank you to Randy. She made us these amazing coasters with Martha and Snoop Dogg on it. I took two. I gave Bethany two.
Which is very, very generous.
And Christian sent me a little cocktail set. So I am not worthy of this.
You are.
But all of it comes down to our taste buds got together and made a $510 donation to Happy Homes, Inc.
Which is where you adopted your kitten, Cannoli. It's where I adopted Minerva and Loki. It's this amazing cat rescue organization in New Jersey.
They're the most incredible organization. They do amazing work. And I'm literally crying now.
Yeah, you are.
Thinking about the generosity of our taste buds and how much we all love animals.
Yeah, it's true. By the way, your printed Vogue came from the UK. She mailed it overseas. So we are now an international podcast.
I just am overwhelmed. And thank you so much to all of our amazing taste buds out there. So without further ado, here's our bonus.
What are you doing about Fatberg, Kathleen?
So I was just listening to NPR. They were talking about Fatberg. And it's so...
So Fatberg, it's a phenomenon that it's around the world.
Yeah,
it happens.
So what it is,
what it is this.
When you flush things that aren't flushable.
Like pre-moistened wipes, baby wipes.
Yeah, or like sanitary napkins and tampons and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Plus the grease that we pour down our drains in the kitchen, which I never pour grease down my drain.
No, you shouldn't. You should let it dry and then like put it in the garbage, right? Okay.
That plus some things that people dump into sewers on the street corner or whatever, it forms a concrete block in the sewer system underground called Fatberg. And it gets hard. So basically, it's just like intertwined braided wipes plus
fat
plus... In New York, there's a big one right now they're dealing with, and they found a freaking gun.
Of course they found a gun.
Because somebody like dumped a gun down the sewer or whatever.
Of course.
So
what do you do with your gun? You flush it down
the
toilet.
Gun. First you have to like saw off your fingerprints or whatever.
And the serial number.
The serial number.
But then you flush it.
Yeah. So I have a question for you, Bethany, because I'm wondering if I'm contributing to this.
To Fatberg? You probably are. What's going on?
Sometimes if I make a big thing of like sauce or soup.
Gravy. Yeah.
Gravy, Sunday gravy. I'll put it in the toilet. I'll flush it down the toilet. Is that really bad? What am I supposed to do with it?
I don't know what else you're supposed to do with it.
Because you can't put it in your garbage because it's just liquid.
Yeah. I don't know what else you're supposed to do with
it. I mean, I strain it first. I'm not dumping like huge pieces of chicken and whatever.
Yeah. I don't know what else you're supposed to do with it because...
Isn't the same? I mean, if your body digested it and then it came out the other end, isn't it the same thing?
Chemically, it's a little different because your body's pulled some stuff out and put some stuff in. But I don't know what you're supposed to do with that.
I was just
reading that stock.
This online forum the other day where someone was complaining, oh, my roommate's so disgusting. She puts food in the toilet. And I'm like, well, yeah, I do that too. What's so gross about it?
No, I've done that too. Yeah, I'm unsure, but I hate doing it because I hate the noise it makes and I hate how it splashes.
Plop, 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 plop. Yeah, it's like
gets everywhere.
It gets all over you.
Yeah.
Unless you lift the seat up and you get like the mouth of the pot really close to the water.
Impossible. I can't do it. You hear these stories about Fatbergs every once in a while and they always have a picture and it's always way bigger than you think it is. It's not like...
It's huge.
It's like a actual iceberg-sized piece of... fat yeah. and toiletries.
In London, I think it was like 2012, they had a really, really giant fatberg that was causing a lot of issues. And if you watch the show Younger
yeah.
on TV Land, but I think it's actually going to be on the Paramount Network next season, they had a plot line where somebody got lost. Like there's a plumber that someone's dating and he volunteered to go underground and he got lost in the fatberg.
I was just thinking as you were talking about it, like, I bet there's dead goldfish in there.
Yeah, like dead rats and yeah. that kind of stuff.
And then you said there's a gun, and there's probably many guns, probably some body parts.
Yeah.
This is a questionable part of the world. You know, lots of crimes happen, and the Hudson River is just mostly filled with arms.
Mostly filled with body parts.
Yeah.
Like, don't eat the fish from the Hudson River.
No.
Because they're floating in human bile.
Especially if they have three eyes. So what we're going to do... for the bonus episode, which are a little bit more loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
Is
we're not wearing any pants.
Nope. And I'm not wearing a bra today.
No. But I cannot stop. But I don't know how to say this. I'm going to say it with my eyes closed. Bethany, I can't stop staring at your nipples.
I know. Here's the
they
problem.
They are at attention.
They're at attention. And it's my day off today. I've just been like hanging out in the house. And so I just couldn't be bothered yeah. to wear anything other than the bare necessities.
I'm just going to look you in the eye. My eyes want to travel down so badly.
And I right now only have 1/3 love bra and it's being washed. And so what else am I? So I'm just not wearing. And I'm like, you're my sister.
Yeah.
You've seen breasts before.
I don't care.
It is a nipples.
I mean,
full
I like
attention.
Your nipples. So. They're good.
Thank
They're good
you.
Nips.
So well,
it's a good tank top for your nips.
Thanks. I got it at Target. I went on a whole rant on my Instagram today about I went to Target last night and there's not a Target near my house.
Were you in New Jersey?
No, I was in like where Battery Park sort of overlays yeah. with Tribeca
yeah,
and
down there.
Like that area. And
oh, yeah,
there's a Target.
There's a mini Target down there.
Yeah, and so I was doing this event at the movie theater, and so then I was like, I'll stop at the Target on my way home. Here it is. And I went in to get these tank tops because I needed just some of your basic, mm-hmm. you know, racer back tanks. And I ran into some fake palm fronds.
Palm fronds?
Palm fronds. Like from palm trees,
okay.
the big leaves.
Oh.
But fake ones for your house.
Did you buy them?
I bought two.
Where are
they? Because I'm a white girl and I was at Target, Kathleen. What the hell else am I supposed to do? They're in the rooster vase in my bedroom.
Oh, yes. They look beautiful. I see.
Thank you. But I absolutely should not have bought them and I spent way more money than I needed to at Target. So it was a traditional Target trip.
Let me tell you what I almost bought at Target today.
What?
Online. Because I have the Target credit card and I keep telling you, Bethany, you should really get the Target credit card because they ship to you for free. It's not a very green thing to do to order just like little knickknacks here and there because
yeah.
I don't like adding to the package delivery system, more cars, more whatever. But
yeah.
I almost bought a pool that...
You live in an apartment in Hoboken.
A blow-up pool that fits three adult humans.
Where? You don't have a backyard.
But here's the tie-in.
You don't have a front yard. You don't have a yard.
I don't have anything. I don't even...
You don't have a fire escape.
I a tiny little fire escape.
Would it fit a pool?
No.
Kathleen.
But here's the tie-in. The pattern was palm fronds. Little palm tree leaves. Yeah, that was like the pattern, you know, very millennial.
Very millennial, very festive.
Yeah.
How much was it? Was it on sale?
It was like $80 or something.
That's a really, it's like a blow up mattress.
I was like, but I don't have a backyard to put it in. And then if I like put it in the living room, if I lay a tarp down, you
yeah.
think that might work? I don't
yes,
know.
I was actually going to suggest that. That'd yeah. be a really fun party.
Yeah.
I think if you put down a tarp.
Mm-hmm. Fill it with water.
And another thing you could do if you really wanted to like get into it is that plastic wrap that goes over your windows in the winter if you have bad windows.
Yeah.
You like lay that all over your apartment. You blow dry it so that it hits, you know, so it gets tight.
Yes, yes.
Tight. And then you put down the kiddie pool. You fill it with Jello or water, whatever.
And, yeah. And then I invite you and your
yeah,
boyfriend over and then we
yeah.
we do like a couples thing.
Yeah.
Like XXX.
XXX. Mm-hmm. It has to be fairly sober because you don't want any splashing. Because that's not going
to
go well.
I don't want my landlord to know I'm having a Jello sexcapades in my...
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. One thing I want to do, this is, I think, for loosey-goosey bonus app, is Kathleen, you and I have very different taste in movies.
Yeah.
You like good ones. I like bad ones.
Yeah.
And I think that we should each list off three movies that
yeah.
the other person loves and that we haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
have them give a 60-second plot description, okay, and then each agree to watch one of the movies over the weekend, and we can check back in on Monday. However,
yes,
I just thought about it, and now I think we should switch lists.
Okay.
And I think that I should read to you the movies you've written down that you think I like,
okay,
and have you describe what you think they're about in 60 seconds.
Okay.
So to clarify, mm-hmm, I've written down three movies that, Kathleen, I know you've seen and I have never seen.
Okay.
So now I want you to force me to give the plot description. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay, you ready?
One of the reasons that I don't wear more quote-unquote dress-up pants, mm-hmm, is because A, they get wrinkled so easily, mm-hmm, and B, they're not comfortable.
They're really not comfortable.
They like ride up too high, or they're too tight, or the waistband is really, really strange.
There's never enough stretch, nope, and I get a little bit of chafing in between my thighs.
Hell yeah, to chafing. So that's why we have partnered up with Beta Brand. I actually have owned a pair of Beta Brand dress pant yoga pants for about a year now.
Yeah.
They're like these black yoga pants, but they look like tuxedo pants. And they have like a satin stripe down one side, so they look like tuxedo pants.
Yes. You know, the last time you were wearing them, I was like, oh, Bethany, I like your pants. And you're like, hey, can I show you this? And you started doing high kicks.
Yeah, I liked it. And I went like down to like a stretch and I did that awkward high lean.
And the weird part about it was is that we were in a cafe.
I know.
I just pulled up their website and I'm so excited that we're partners with them because look at these skinny pants, these skinny leg cigarette dress pants that you can also do yoga in.
Yes, you can.
Get your calisthenics in at lunchtime. One of the things I love most about Beta Brand yoga pants / dress pants is that they come in all shapes and sizes and tastes, from boot cut to straight leg to skinny to cropped and more. And they come in all different colors like black, navy, gray, khaki, with seasonal and limited edition colors released monthly.
And did we mention that they're really comfortable?
So comfortable and wrinkle resistant.
Yeah.
Hello.
So we want you to try Beta Brand dress pant yoga pants too. Visit betabrand.com/taste to get 20% off yours. Now make sure that that is all in lowercase letters. Millions of women agree that these are the most comfortable pants you'll ever wear to work. So try them for yourself. Again, that's betabrand.com, BETABRAND.com/taste. And taste is in all lowercase letters to get 20% off. Again, betabrand.com/taste, all lowercase letters, to get 20% off your dress pant yoga pants.
Ooh, Bethany, look at these cobalt colored pants.
Ooh, I love a cobalt.
They're like cropped. They look so chic. They almost look like denim. Okay, you ready? Here's your list. I'm reading from your list.
Yes.
Number one, When Harry Met Sally. Ooh, wait, should I time it?
Timer, yeah.
Okay, I'm pulling out my stopwatch now. You ready?
Yeah, I've never seen it, When Harry Met Sally.
Okay, on the count of three, I want you to describe this movie. When Harry Met Sally, go.
Okay, once upon a time, there was a guy named Harry,
yeah,
and he had a friend named Ted. And then there was a woman named Sally. She had a friend named Susan or whatever. Susan and Ted are friends, and they're like, we both know someone that you would really get along with,
okay,
so well.
Mm-hmm.
And they put them on a blind date. And so Harry and Sally meet up for the first time,
okay,
and they don't like each other at all. They do not get along.
You're 20
seconds.
It's
not going well. And so then it's just like a montage of a series of dates where Harry and Sally hang out,
uh-huh,
and we go from like the seasons pass. So we know it's been a long time has passed, and we see that they slowly go from like fighting, all that passionate energy, become friends. And then they realize that one of them has to move away for work, and him moving away makes her realize how much she loves him. And so he decides to stay. And at the end, they go to a diner and she fakes an orgasm.
10 seconds
and he
left.
Was like, you know why I love this place? And she's like, why? And he was like, because this place is where Harry met Sally. And she's like, that's us. And then they smile and we all laugh.
Oh, that was right on the minute. Yay! Okay, so not quite the plot line. you were cool. You were kind of close.
Okay.
So when Harry met Sally, Harry and Sally know each other from college. They drive from Chicago to New York together.
Okay.
Because Harry was dating Sally's friend or something.
Oh, okay.
And so they spend most of the movie just pretending that they're friends. So there's no blind date.
Oh, okay.
They keep running into each other in New York, and Harry's dating one person and Sally's dating another, but they keep hanging out. They're like best friends. They're BFFs.
Okay.
And then one day they sleep together.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And Sally is like, what is this? Like, what are we doing?
What are we?
Harry is like, it was a mistake. And Sally is like, bye, I want nothing to do with you.
Oh.
And then Harry at the end realizes that he's actually in love with Sally.
Really?
Runs on New Year's Eve through the streets of New York, can't get a cab, runs to a party and runs up to the party. And she's like all like, you know, dolled up. She's looking pretty. And he's like in his, I don't know, jeans and sneakers, whatever. And he's like, it's you. It's always been you. And
oh, is that where that line comes from?
Yeah. And when you, I think the line is, when you figure out who you want to spend the rest of your life with, you want the rest of your life to start right now. Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's lovely.
It's very sweet. Yeah. Oh. You were close, but there was no moving away. There was no blind date. They weren't dating at all, really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Kathleen, it's your turn.
Oh, God.
One of my favorite movies that you have never seen.
Okay.
Please describe in 60 seconds the plot of National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets, starting now.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. So Nicolas Cage and then the cute blonde, Sally Jesse Raphael. and then there's this other, like, other young guy. Okay. So in the first one, they found the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
So what's the Book of Secrets? The Bible? I don't know. What's the Book of Secrets?
What is the Book of Secrets?
I don't know. Let's say it's like George Washington's diary. Mm-hmm. And so George Washington's diary is in a coal mine in West Virginia, and they have to lower themselves without the coal miner seeing. And then, okay, so they get down to the bottom of the coal mine and they get the diary, but it's like all covered in soot. So then they have to take it to like a special place that cleans the paper. But then it's in hieroglyphics because George Washington was a scholar of hieroglyphics because he actually went to Egypt during his college years and studied in the pyramids. And then finally they uncovered what the hieroglyphics mean, and it means that George Washington was actually a crossdresser.
Time's up. You actually hit kind of close when you went into a coal mine.
Really?
Okay, so
Bethany, I really have no idea. That was like just a guess.
So National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets. So the Book of Secrets is a book that every president has written in. And a child once famously asked Mr. President Obama if he knew what the Book of Secrets was, and he played along, which was amazing.
Wait, so there's not really a Book of Secrets?
We don't know because we haven't been the president. Mm. So they try to find the Book of Secrets. I think this is the one. Oh, God, I get them all mixed up. But the Book of Secrets, so they are trying to find... Oh, they all get mixed up in my head. So basically, the point is they want to find the Book of Secrets, and it's actually hidden in the Library of Congress. And they need to find the info. And the only person who has the info on the Book of Secrets is the current president. Mm. And in order to get the information from him, they know that he wants to throw, like, this big gala. And so they pretend that they are also throwing a gala, and they call every major, like, gala spot, and they book it. So that the only place that they can have this gala is in this one specific house. And then during the party, Nicolas Cage kidnaps the president and brings him down into this like secret cave area, saying that like, I know you love, I think Lincoln, I love Lincoln too. And this cave was like part of what Lincoln did. And then the president is like, you're a good man. Aren't you the man who stole the Declaration of Independence so that our country can be okay? And Nick Cage is like, yeah. And then the president gives him all of the numbers on how he can find the Book of Secrets. And Nicolas Cage remembers all of them, thus precipitating his ability to go steal the Book of Secrets.
But why did he want to steal the Book of Secrets?
It has information on where
the treasure is.
The treasure is.
Oh.
Well, I think.
That sounds like a pretty decent movie.
Yeah, it was actually really funny and exciting. It's been a while since I've seen it, and I have no memory, so don't yell at me if that's kind of wrong.
What's the blonde's name? Diane Kruger. Yeah, Joshua Jackson's ex.
Yeah.
That bitch. Yeah. Uh-huh. No, she's German.
Oh.
And French. I know a lot about her because I was very jealous when she was dating Joshua Jackson.
I was once on a date with a guy. It was like a first or second date. And, you know, I love this movie. And I was like, oh, National Treasure, best movie ever. And it got really quiet and awkward. And I guess he had auditioned for the role of Ben but didn't get it. And so was really angry about that movie. And I was like, this won't work out.
It won't work out.
Because I love that movie too much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. It's your turn.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
On the count of three.
Yes.
One. 2, 3. You've got mail.
You've got mail. Okay, this is from the 90s when Yahoo was or AOL was a thing. And so once upon a time, there was a thing called electronic mail. And Meg Ryan has it. And Meg Ryan has an email account. And Billy Crystal also has an email account. And she gets sent an email from the wrong person mm-hmm. who thinks that she's his lover, mm-hmm. but it's not. And so her computer's like, you've got mail. She opens it up and she's like, I don't know who this guy is, but he seems really excited to see me. And so she meets him at the predetermined location from his email. Mm-hmm. And when she shows up, he's like, you're not, you know, Susan. And she's like, I know, but you emailed me. And he was like, how did you know? And she's like, it said I had mail. And so then they end up going on a date. And they hit it off famously, and then they fight. But then at the very end, they decide to get back together, and she knows this because he apologizes to her via email. And so then it's like, you've got mail. I'm sorry. And she loves him, and that's that.
Oh, a minute. Yay. I forgot. Oh, my goodness. I forgot to tell you that.
That's okay. I was staring at your phone the whole time.
I'm sorry. I forgot to give you your countdowns. Okay.
That movie sounds awful.
You didn't quite get it. You
what part did I screw
okay,
up?
Okay, so it's not Billy Crystal. It's Tom Hanks.
Oh, really?
How dare you? How dare you?
I thought it was the same movie. I thought they both were in two together.
No, it's Tom Hanks is in all the movies with her.
Okay.
Okay, so not quite. They meet in a chat room in AOL.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got mail. Very creative title. She owns a little bookstore called The Shop Around the Corner.
Okay.
Tiny little children's bookstore. So quaint. Like the place that you dream of going when you're a kid. Like it's a gingerbread bookstore. Okay.
Oh, cute.
And he is an heir to Fox Books, which is the equivalent of Barnes & Noble.
Oh, no.
So he might as well be like Mr. Noble.
Oh, no. Why can't he be Mr. Barnes?
I don't know. And then her shop has to close when his shop opens up in the same neighborhood, the Upper West Side. I mean, the whole thing takes place in New York's Upper West Side.
Quiet neighborhood.
It's a quiet family neighborhood.
It's beautiful.
That needs a little children's bookshop.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's talking to this person online, and she doesn't realize that the whole movie, she's talking to her worst enemy.
Oh, Mr. Barnes.
Mr. Noble.
Mr. Noble.
So Mr. Fox, Joe Fox, Fox Books. And she, like, is talking to this stranger, and she's, like, kind of falling in love with him. And should they meet? Should they not meet? Now, halfway through the movie, they decide to meet. He shows up to the meeting location, peers inside the cafe, which in New York is Cafe Lalo.
Okay.
I had my 18th birthday party there.
Of course you did.
And he sees her, and he's like, no, it can't be her. She's my worst enemy.
Oh, yeah. It's the gingerbread woman.
I made her shop go under.
Oh.
And so he knows that it's her, and he's continuing to talk to her online, and they keep accidentally bumping into each other, but he's, like, kind of falling in love with her. And
stalking her. He's stalking her.
Okay. And she's in love with a person that she doesn't know who it is. Anyway, so they're hanging out, and they're, like, eating hot dogs. They go to a farmer's market. She goes, I have to go. I'm finally meeting this person I've been talking online to. And he's like, no, it's dangerous. You don't know who it is. It could be anybody. It could be, like, I don't know. It could be, like, a guy with, like, warts all over his face, or he could be a murderer or whatever. She's like, I'm going to go. So they go to Riverside Square Park here in New York City.
Yeah.
And they're both there. And she looks at him, and she goes, I wanted it to be you. I wanted it to be you so bad. Lee. Is that
I don't think it matters.
Adjective. What are the L-Y? L-Y. An adverb.
Adverb, yeah. It adds on to
badly. I don't know if she used the adverb there.
I think she wanted it so bad. Lee. If she wanted it badly, Lee. It would be that she wanted it in a bad way. Like Lee. She was bad at wanting it.
Oh.
Right, don't you think?
I
like
have
she
no
wanted
idea.
It poorly.
I don't remember 7th grade English.
I don't eat. That one's always tough for me. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Anyway, yes.
So then it's him.
Then they end up together. And
what
she works
at her store.
Her store is under, but she
what?
She goes to work at Fox Books. Yeah.
Oh, that's a really bad ending.
No, it's an excellent ending.
No, but the little guy doesn't win.
Yeah. The little guy, doesn't win. But here's the thing about this movie. It's right in the beginning. It kills me every time. Tom Hanks is in Starbucks ordering a cup of coffee, and there are people in Starbucks drinking from actual, like, coffee mugs. Like, did Starbucks used to have actual cups that were in paper that you could go and sit there and sit at a table and order?
They did.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
To stay mugs.
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah.
Do they still have to stay mugs?
They might. Yeah. If you
ask
had to
for
like ask for it. Yeah. They did when I worked there.
I just think it's the wildest thing.
Were they white and wide?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
With like little saucers underneath?
Yep. To stay.
Don't remember.
Yeah. I don't think they do that anymore.
If you watch one movie ever for the rest of your life, please let it be You've Got Mail.
That one I think is tough because it hits me in a sensitive spot, which is the underdog bookstore not being able to survive. If that was a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, but she finds love.
I don't care. Kids don't have books.
Bethany, they can just go to the discount bookstore. It's fine. And their parents end up spending more money. I mean, less money.
Your next movie, Kathleen.
Oh, God.
Speaking of Hallmark.
Okay.
Oh, the best Hallmark movie, slightly ahead of a Very Merry Mix-Up, a.k.a. Too Many Mitchums.
What?
Is
Too Many Mitchums?
There's this woman, Alicia Witt. She goes home to meet her boyfriend's family, but she goes home with the wrong guy because she thinks it's her boyfriend's brother because his name is also something Mitchum, just like her boyfriend, but it turns out it's a different Mitchum family on the same block because, of course, that happens all the time, and she falls in love with this amazing family, but then it turns out, like, it's not the right family. And her, yeah, Too Many Mitchums. Called A Very Merry Mix-Up. Okay, so.
Is it Mitchum a deodorant?
Probably. Kathleen, please tell me the synopsis of a movie you have never seen in 60 seconds called A Princess for Christmas.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
A little more enthusiasm for this amazing movie would be great.
Okay, so there's a princess there's a girl and her name is Julie and she's always wanted to be a princess. So she's visiting her family in Switzerland over Christmas break and she's like in the library in town because she likes to read books, but she doesn't know the Switzerland language, which is Switzerland glace. And this man is like, hey, can I help you read that copy of A Christmas Carol in Switzerland glace?
40 seconds.
I'm fluent. And she's like, yes. And then so the library also has a cafe and the cafe sells wine. So in the library drinking wine, reading A Christmas Carol. And he's like, oh, by the way, I'm a prince and I'm in love with you. How amazing is that? I've been looking for an English born wife because that'll make my family so angry at me. And
time up.
They got married and then she was a princess by Christmas.
So the character's name is Jules.
Are you kidding me?
So when you guessed Julie, I was like really impressed.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Bethany, I know things. I'm psychic.
I'm a little bit psychic and a little bit rock and roll.
Yeah.
So here's other than that, I mean, you got it that it was a foreign country.
Okay.
But it's one of those fake foreign countries like in the Anne Hathaway princess movie.
Wait, who stars in this movie?
It is a woman named Katie McGrath, who is also in Jurassic World, and she's the one who got like violently eaten underwater multiple times, like in a really over aggressive way.
Oh, because you know what?
And also Sam Heughan, who's in that older lady porn TV show.
Blue
Outlander.
Bloods?
Outlander.
Oh, Outlander, yes.
Yeah.
Blue Bloods. Tom Selleck is a sexy man. My mom loves the show.
So this is what happens.
Okay.
Jules lives in Buffalo, New York. The woman who plays Jules is British, but
she's from Buffalo, New York.
But can barely do an American accent, and it's wonderful. So she lives in Buffalo. Her sister is dead, and so she's taking care of her sister's kids. Two kids.
That's very sad.
Yeah.
Isn't
and so,
this a Kate Hudson movie?
I don't know. Skeleton Key?
Yeah.
No. So her sister's ex-husband was married to maybe the husband's also dead. I think that everyone dies except the kids.
Well, this is very depressing.
Yeah. So for Christmas, she's like, we're going to go visit your extended family kids, not mine, but yours.
Okay.
So they go and she just lost her job anyway. And so when they go, like they love the kids because the kids are, relatives, but they hate her because she's a commoner from Buffalo. And in the meantime, she meets the prince who is like not your regular prince. He's cool.
He's like a cool prince.
Yeah. And he's like willing to learn how to hip hop dance to some non-specific hip hop music.
What?
It's really awful.
Stop.
And like she teaches him to dance like an American and like he teaches her how to use a bow and arrow or something. And
charming.
Yeah. And in the meantime, he's engaged to like this actual princess who's the worst. How do we know she's the worst? She wears her hair in a bun. And so
he's a hussy.
I know. And so he's like, I don't know if I love you. And she's like, what are you going to do? Marry that American? And then she, the American Jules is like, oh, I feel awful. And they're treating me like crap. And so she leaves her kids there in the care of these strangers. strangers. And she's like, I'm going home. And so she takes a bus to the airport. And on the way, all of the servants from the castle pull up in a car. They've bought her a dress for the ball that's happening tonight.
Stop.
They drive her back. She puts on the dress. She makes an appearance. They announce her as Jules from Buffalo. And everyone turns and looks at her. And she's walking down the stairs. And the prince is like, that's my lady. And he gives her like a, they kiss and they dance and everything's amazing. And she becomes a princess for Christmas.
Actually, doesn't seem half bad.
It's a really good movie.
Okay. It's like, it's sort of like the bastardized version of Cinderella.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. Yeah,
like,
I mean, it's
Hallmark,
like,
Cinderella.
Yeah, it's awful. And we know that
she left her kids.
Yeah, I mean, her niece and nephew, it's technically. Yeah, but like, whatever.
It's messed up.
It's
man.
Pretty messed up. All right, one more movie.
It's called Abandonment. You can't
it's
just
terrible. You can't just leave. I mean, their parents are already dead, I think.
Where could one watch this?
Oh, I'm sure you can get it on the Netflix.
Do you know that Hallmark has its own app on Fire Stick for just these types of movies? But you have to pay for it. It's extra.
It's worth. It is legit worth paying for.
Bethany, go get a Fire Stick.
I have one.
Oh, you
I
do?
Have one.
Okay.
The best is when she talks about Buffalo, she says it in a British way.
Buffalo.
Like, she can't not. The rest of it, she's pretty decent at being an American, but like,
I've
it comes out.
Never been to Buffalo, but you know that that musical where the guys, they like take their clothes off.
Hair?
No. Come on, it's like the construction workers, like, and they all, come on, hang on.
The guys who sang YMCA?
Musical men take clothes off. This used to be one of my favorites. They made it into a movie. Patrick Wilson was in the original cast on Broadway. The Full Monty.
Oh, the Full Monty.
I believe.
I was like, Equus? I believe. You know, the construction workers in Equus.
So the American version of the Full Monty, I believe, takes place in Buffalo.
Do you think that they were happening concurrently?
Yeah.
What a fun place to live.
Steel workers taking their clothes off in Buffalo.
Steelworkers
turn Chippendale dancers.
If they feel good about it, I feel good about it.
I would work at a bakery if I was promised a side career as a Chippendale dancer.
Same. I think anyone would.
Mm-hmm.
I think anyone would.
Have you ever seen the movie The Calendar or Calendar Girls? That old British movie. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's all those women. Yeah, like
all those women in this like little English town. They get naked to raise money for a friend's husband who had died of cancer, and they make
based
this,
on a true story, right?
Yeah, they make a calendar, and this man, this like straight young guy, like in his late 20s, early 30s, he's shooting it, but it's like their little lady bits are hidden.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the shots is like a cake tower filled with like buns, and one of the women goes, we're going to need big old buns. Because the woman's breasts behind the buns are so large. The buns are too small.
Do you think we should come up with a calendar?
I think so.
What should be the theme?
Cats.
I was thinking nudity with cats.
Nudity with
like I hold Minerva and Loki over each breast.
It's not fair. Your cats are so fluffy. Like, I would just be naked in every photo holding my cat in front of my naked body.
Maybe we can use other cats too.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can I borrow your cat to take a nude photo?
We'll just go to like the ASPCA. We'll ask for all of their cats.
Your fluffiest cat, so I can hold it over my vajay.
Your fluffiest, laziest cats.
Yep.
So we can just drape them across us.
Stop. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Whose turn?
Your
turn.
Your my turn. Last round.
All right. This is another one of my all-time favorites. On a count of three.
Yeah.
One, two, three. Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so.
The title gives it away.
So I think I remember someone saying this is about a radio show. So there's a radio show, and the show is called Sleepless in Seattle. And it is hosted by either Tom Hanks or Billy Crystal. And they are they do a nighttime talk show. And there is a woman on the other side of the country, so probably New York, who has insomnia. And she listens to it every night. And I think I remember someone saying there was like a kid involved. Like the kid listens to the show. So I think it's probably Meg Ryan has a kid. And the kid is like, my mom is single and sad. I listen to Billy Crystal on the radio. Billy Crystal sounds nice. So I'm going to call in and be like, my mom is lonely. Can you date my mom? And then they decide like, so then
you have 10 seconds left.
Oh, at some point they talk to each other. And then Billy Crystal is like, you don't have to be sleepless anymore, baby. They become lovers. And she moves to Seattle.
You're not correct.
There's a kid involved, right?
Okay. So let me tell you.
Radio show and a kid.
There's a radio show. It's Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Dr. Marcia Fieldstone or Gladstone or something like that. It's like a therapy talk show. This kid calls in Jonah. He's like, my dad needs a new wife.
Oh, God. And who's that call screener? How'd you let that get through?
It's like a Light FM. It's like a Delilah.
Okay, Delilah.
You know, they're pulling at the heartstrings. Of course, they let the kids go through on them.
Sure, it's like Christmas shoes.
So that's in Seattle. On the other side of the country, there's a woman named Annie, and she's driving in her car to Christmas whatever dinner. She's engaged. Her fiance is in another car. They took two cars. I don't know why.
Okay.
So she has the radio on, and she starts crying because this little boy, Jonah, is like, you know, my dad is really sad all the time. My mom died. Like, I just want my dad back. He's not the same dad.
Oh, God.
And Dr. Marcia Fieldstone, like, where she really should have just, like, let it be, she starts poking and prodding and asking more questions. Like, what's your dad doing now? And, like, what kind of things does your dad like? And, like, you know, who is blah, 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 blah. Can I talk to your
dad?
Hold
on 1 second.
Hello?
Okay, so we just took a break because Bethany got a call from her vet.
Yeah, so you guys, Minerva has a plug in her bladder.
She's got crystals, but not the good kind of crystals.
Yeah, not the kind on her ring finger, but the kind in her bladder. Combined, she has a fatberg in her bladder.
She does have a fatberg.
Except instead of that being made of fat and wet wipes, it's made out of blood clots, crystals, white blood cells, and red blood cells. Ugh. And I don't know, maybe an earplug. She pooped out an earplug the other day.
She
so
did?
Who knows what's going on?
She ate an earplug?
She ate it whole, so she doesn't even swallow. I thought there was blood in her stool. It was a purple earplug.
Stop.
So, gee, and I'm not a bad pet owner. You guys,
maybe she's having an affair with a fortune teller and the crystals just do you think maybe she's having sex with a man who's shooting crystals in her vajay?
It's possible. She's been reading too much Goop. Don't put crystals in your urethra.
Gwyneth Paltrow, this is the cause.
No.
Send Gwyneth Paltrow your vet bill.
Oh my God. Okay, so Sleepless in Seattle.
So there's a little boy. His name is Jonah. He calls into this radio show. He's like, my dad is sad. Oh, my mom died.
Yeah.
I'm really sad that my mom died, but I'm really sad that I don't have a regular dad because he's just mopey, mopey, mopey. So Dr. Marcia Fieldstone should like really... She keeps poking and prodding. Dr. Marcia Fieldstone keeps poking and prodding when she probably should just like let this kid go. Anyway,
yeah.
She's like, put your dad on the phone. And
what?
The kid's like, Dad, the radio wants to talk to you. And the dad's like, oh my God, what have you done? Jonah, I'm going to kill you. And Dr. Marcia Fieldstone is like, why are you so sad? And he's like, well, my wife is gone and she was my everything. And then everybody's crying. Annie, who is Meg Ryan on the other side of the country, she's crying. Everybody's crying. So one of the producers off air asked Jonah for his address because the station, a few days after this aired, is getting tons and tons of fan mail for this guy who apparently there were a lot of women who wanted to be his new wife. They wanted to be Jonah's new mommy. So
jeez.
Annie, who's on the other side of the country, not in Seattle, she's in New York and Washington. Oh, Baltimore. That's where she is. She's in Baltimore.
New York plus Washington equals Baltimore. We know this.
She's engaged, but she's like, I don't know. I can't stop thinking about this man.
Is the guy kind of a dick?
The guy that she's engaged to? Yeah. No.
What?
Guess who she's engaged to?
Dermot Mulroney?
Bill Pullman.
No!
Our favorite.
Oh, God, on this Independence
and
Day.
And Bill Pullman is like a total nerd. He's like allergic to everything. Like,
he's not asking for this.
The kind of guy who always has like boogers in his nose. Like he always sounds stuffed up. He has this like sleep with like a humidifier on all the time. He's allergic to everything. Anyway, so Annie's like, I feel so bad. Like I'm engaged to this guy, but I can't stop thinking about this stranger who I only heard on the radio once on the other side of the country.
So inappropriate.
So she writes to this guy. She's like, oh my God, blah, blah. My name is Annie. I live in Baltimore. Sends off a letter. And then the kid's like, oh my God, out of thousands and thousands of letters they're getting, he opens this one. He's like, Dad, this is it. Annie, I love Annie.
Jeez.
And the father's like, oh, I'm not meeting Annie. It could be anybody. She could be a serial killer, blah, blah, blah. And then Annie flies to Seattle.
Stalker. Ladies can stalk too. Go on, brush your shoulders off.
She flies to Seattle to stalk on Tom Hanks. And like Tom Hanks is like, ooh, beautiful woman. But they only see each other in passing. She never gets the courage to be like, hey, I flew from the other side of the country because... Oh, by the way, here's the good part. Annie works for a newspaper, and she used her newspaper connections to get this guy's address.
That's so inappropriate.
I know. Oh, my God. Anyway, in the letter that she writes that Jonah's like, oh, my God, Dad, Annie's the one. She's like, hey, will you meet me at the top of the Empire State Building on Valentine's Day? Because that's from the movie An Affair to Remember.
You can't go up there. There's too many radio transmitters.
So, whatever, Jonah's like, fuck you, Dad. Jonah has a friend whose parents are like trip planners. What's that name? That
A travel agent.
A travel agent. So the girl is like, oh, I know how to use a computer. Ba, 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 ba.
Books. How old is this girl?
She's like 9. She books Jonah, another 9-year-old, a ticket from Seattle to New York. Jonah gets to the airport on his own, gets on the plane.
Pre-9/11.
Pre-9/11. Flies to New York, gets in a cab, flies to New York.
What is this kid, Kevin McAllister? He's so precocious.
In a cab, goes to the top of the Empire State Building, is just hanging out there all day.
What the fuck?
With this little kid backpack, like, where's Annie? Where's Annie? Where's my dad?
Now it's about to get murdered.
I'm fucked because I'm 9 and my dad is in Seattle and I'm in New York. So Tom Hanks realizes what's happening and he's like, Jessica, did you book a ticket for my son?
Who the fuck is Jessica?
Jessica's the little girl.
Don't talk to Jessica like that.
So Tom Hanks gets on a plane. He flies across the country. He jumps in a cab. He goes to the top of the Empire State Building. It's almost closing time.
For the Empire State Building.
For the Empire State Building. And finally, Tom Hanks gets up and he's like, Jonah, Jonah. And he's like, Dad, I'm so sorry. I thought she'd be here. Meanwhile, Annie, who's having champagne, a bottle of Dom Perignon, that's the expensive shit, with her fiance, Bill Pullman, who's sniffling all over the place, in the Rainbow Room, which closed down and then opened up again. Yeah. Very expensive, very exclusive, the Rainbow Room.
What's she doing
there? She looks over through the window and then sees the Empire State Building in the distance, and she looks at her fiance, and she's like, I'm sorry, I can't do this. I'm not in love with you. I don't care. I'm in love with the man I've never met.
What is her problem?
So then she leaves dinner after he orders like a $300 bottle of champagne, doesn't even bother to drink it. Bitch, you sweep that shit before you go.
Chug.
She goes to the top of the Empire State Building and there's Tom Hanks and Jonah walking out holding hands.
And she's like, there's a random man and a random boy.
And
they must be him.
And Jonah's like, Annie? She's like, yeah, it's me.
Wait, did she enclose a picture in the first letter?
Yes, she did.
Okay, thank God.
And Tom Hanks is like, it's you. I saw you in Seattle. And then they all hold hands and walk out together. And that's
no,
the
movie. Don't.
Yes, they do.
So they've met for exactly 2 seconds. This entire movie, they've met for 2 seconds.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yep.
This is stupid. How did he see her in Seattle?
But she was like standing in the street looking at him.
How does he remember that?
Because she was beautiful. Don't you remember every beautiful human you've ever seen in your whole life?
I don't feel... No.
Anyway, very cool house that they lived in Seattle. Tom Hanks and his little brat son, Jonah.
Watch it for the architecture.
It was like a houseboat.
Oh, jeez.
They lived on the water.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Murdery, but cool.
Yeah.
Well, that movie sounds awful.
Do you know who's Jessica? Gabby Hoffman. You know Gabby Hoffman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. That was one of her first movies.
She was in Girls. Did she play? She played the travel agent daughter?
Yes, she did. And they're very cool. They're very cool, Jonah and Gabby. They're like too cool for school.
Are they like the ones to emulate?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I know you really want to see this movie now.
Now I do. All right, Kathleen, one more for you.
Okay.
Describe to me in 60 seconds the plot line of the movie that I watch every single year with my family, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Why do you like movies with the word national in it so much?
Stop it. I do. You're right.
Okay. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Okay, yep. So if the word national in it, so there's a government agent and he's Chevy Chase.
I'm going to start you over. National Lampoon's is not, I mean, it's just the people who made it. Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
You got this. I'm going to even restart your timer.
That doesn't make any sense. Why is it called National Lampoon?
It's like the brand of comedy.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. I don't get it.
It's like National Lampoon's, you know,
no, I don't
Van
like
Wilder.
It. I don't just call I've never Christmas understood Vacation.
It. Okay, so Christmas Vacation.
Okay, Christmas Vacation. So Chevy Chase, he's like, yeah, let's have a great Christmas this year.
Yeah.
Christmas last year was terrible because, I don't know, Grandpa died. And... and so he's like, I have a station wagon. Like, let's do Christmas things in my station wagon. And he's like up on the roof. And
what are Christmas things?
They're buying presents. Okay. And it's like a maroon station wagon, right? Or is it the kind with the wood panel? I'm trying to remember. He's like putting decorations on the roof. And he's like, ah, I broke my arm. Let's go on vacation instead. F this place. And then he like gets out his Hawaiian shirt that like has Christmas Santas on it. And they go to Florida. And Christmas vacation. So now they're in Florida.
45 seconds.
And they're like next to palm trees. And the kids are like, Dad, I don't like your broken arm. Let's go back where the snow is. And they all get back in the station wagon and they go back to the regular house and they think about Grandpa who's dead. And yeah.
And
I can't even finish it.
Okay.
I've never seen this movie.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is the single best Christmas movie ever. And I know you Christmas story people, but I will see your A Christmas Story and raise you National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I'm going to raise you a Love Actually.
No. How dare you, Kathleen?
I'm going to
No. So National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation stars.
What's the one with Tim Allen?
That's a Chris Santa Claus.
Yeah, I'm going to raise you a Santa Claus.
How dare you? So Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo, they're husband and wife. He wants to have a good old-fashioned family Christmas just like his father used to do. So he invites both his parents and her parents to come and stay with them at their house with their two kids' dog. Johnny Galecki plays their son. Juliette Lewis plays their daughter, which is weird because now they played a couple on the Connors, but they were brother and sister in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. So all of these people are in the house now.
They're just at home. Why is this a vacation? And it's not that weird or different to have your in-laws over and your parents.
I think it's called Christmas Vacation because it was made after Vacation. There was a National Lampoon's Vacation. And so there was like stop asking questions because I can't answer them. You're thinking too critically. So halfway through the movie, like, he's trying to make it perfect. So, like, he puts all of these Christmas lights outside, but they're all stuck in a giant ball that he needs to untangle. So he makes his son untangle them.
Okay.
And then finally, they can't figure out how to make it light up. Like, he has lights literally every inch along his roof all around the house. Everything. They can't figure out why it doesn't start. Then they realize, Beverly D'Angelo, the wife, realizes that, like, the switch isn't flipped. As soon as he plugs it in and everyone outside and sees it going, the entire rest of the city of Chicago goes black because he's like overdone the grid.
But his lights are still on.
Amazing. They're amazing. Yes. And then halfway through the movie, when you're like, oh, this is sort of charming, they're looking at the house lights and they pan over and there's Cousin Eddie and his trashy wife. They came in their RV, which they're now living in because he bet their house in a poker game.
So trashy.
They come with their two children and their dog Snot.
Ooh.
And Snot, the rule with Snot is if he humps your leg, better to just let him go instead of trying to stop him.
They
just
didn't
let him
fix
ride it
their
out.
Dog.
No, I don't think so. Ugh. So they accidentally set the tree on fire. Oh, because there's also Aunt Bethany and Uncle Lewis. Aunt Bethany is the single reason why I go by Aunt Bebe, because Aunt Bethany is a hot mess. So now the house is full of people. Cousin Eddie is breaking everything. He's getting drunk. He's making bad decisions. At one point, Chevy Chase puts this medical grade sealant that he's putting on cornflakes to make them a little bit more resistant to milk on the bottom of his sled. He goes sledding down a hill. He shoots down it so fast it starts the hill on fire, and he ends up in a Walmart parking lot. It is hilarious. They all have a meltdown. A squirrel gets loose in the house. Everyone goes running. And then he thinks he's getting a Christmas bonus so he can put a pool in. And he has like a whole fantasy sequence about a topless woman swimming in his yard, which is really sort of inappropriate for a family movie.
Yeah.
And then finally, he's like, where's my Christmas bonus? I can't afford this pool that I've already put the down payment on. So the dude from his workplace shows up on Christmas Eve and he was like, this is my Christmas bonus. It's not. It's a subscription to the Jelly of the Month Club.
Stop.
Clark loses his shit. He starts tearing the house apart. He starts screaming and having a meltdown. He takes a chainsaw. He cuts the top off the newel post. Finally, he's like, if anyone wants to get me a last minute Christmas gift, I want my boss, John Shirley, with a bow on him, brought over to my house so I can tell him what an asswad he is. And so then Eddie is like, I'm poor, but I can think of what I want to bring. He goes and kidnaps Mr. Shirley, brings him over. At the end, the cops come. The SWAT team comes swinging through their windows to protect Mr. Shirley because he's super rich. They come and protect him and they get him. And at the end, they realize, you know what? I was just trying to have a good family Christmas. Mr. Shirley is like, oh man, that was such a jerk thing of me to cut the bonuses. And then they go outside and they see the Christmas star, which is really lights from the sanitation plant.
Uh-huh.
And they sing and then they all are happy and they realize the meaning of Christmas as family.
When do they go on vacation? It's called Christmas Vacation!
Maybe it's just because they have time off from school and work. At one point, Clark gets stuck in the attic. I forgot about that.
I will never watch this movie.
It's really good.
I'll never watch it. Based on when does he fall off the roof? Doesn't he?
When he's putting up the tree lights. Okay. Oh, and I forgot. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is in it. She's amazing. She plays the next door neighbor, Margot. Her
Come
husband
again?
Is named Todd.
I love the name Margot.
Mm-hmm. So
okay,
you
maybe,
should
maybe
it.
I'll watch it. I
okay,
like
so
her.
Now, so are you going to watch that this weekend?
No,
you have to watch one of these three this weekend.
I'll
and we check in on Monday.
National Lampoon: Book of Secrets.
It's not the same. You can't combine two movies.
Although
I would watch National Lampoon Book of Secrets.
Bethany, too many words, national.
Do you want to watch National Treasure 2 Book of Secrets?
I will.
Okay.
As long as I can find it.
And I am, that's you can't have that caveat.
You're going to watch You've Got Mail. You're gonna love it. You're gonna absolutely love it. I'm telling you, it's so good. All Dave right. Chappelle is in it. It's so good.
All right. Dave I'll watch it for Dave Chappelle.
Plays Tom Hanks' best friend.
Okay. I'll watch it for Dave Chappelle. Yeah. We'll check in on Monday.
Okay. All right, we're checking in. We recorded this bonus last week.
So, Kathleen, mm-hmm. did you watch National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets? And the follow-up question, how much did you love it?
Absolutely not. I didn't see any of it.
You didn't watch it?
No, Bethany, I'm really sorry. I forgot.
This was the assignment. Why didn't you write it down? This is your job. This is the podcast.
My dog ate it.
No, you don't have a dog.
There's
nothing for your dog to eat because you didn't write it down in the first place.
My husband ate it. I'm sorry. I was just extracting blackheads from my pores all week and I just didn't find the time.
I know for a fact your husband doesn't eat paper. And then also there's nothing.
Bethany, did you watch You've Got Mail, Sleepless in Seattle, or When Harry Met Sally?
No, I didn't, but that's
blasphemy.
Not the point. That's not the point. The point is you were supposed to watch National Treasure 2 Book of Secrets and you didn't watch it at all.
Well, you didn't watch anything either.
That's not true.
I was never a good student. I never claimed to be a good student. You, on the other hand, were on the honor roll, so I'm more ashamed of you than I am of me.
Okay, here's the thing. I had many opportunities to watch it, and I just didn't want to. I really... There were so many other things that I wanted to do more than watch
whatever
that movie.
Uh-huh.
Like what? You've Got Mail.
Brush Your Teeth.
I watched 3.5 hours of creepy YouTube videos. I went on a walk with my boyfriend.
Yeah, that sounds like a garbage time.
I took care of my cat because she had surgery.
Whatever. Not important.
I looked at the wall for about an hour.
Mm-hmm. I bet you watched Grass Grow too, huh?
I did, and it was way more entertaining.
Okay, Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks are way better than Grass Growing. I'm just putting it out there. We're no longer friends. Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you. Next.
Thank you. Next.
I'm wearing my hair in a ponytail, so I can say that today.
Gee, thanks. Just bought it. All right. Well, at some point, you need to watch National Treasure 2 Book of Secrets. It's really good.
If it's on HBO, let me know.
Okay.